Back for another CampCast here at Patriots.com. Sunday, August 5th, and the Patriots just finished their single session of the day. Another scintillating walkthrough on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. And, Paul, you spoke with the news of the day, which was one Dante Stallworth, who was out there on the field for the walkthrough. What did he have to say?
Well, it was funny. First of all, I thought we were kind of getting to the point where they were in pads, you know, an inordinate amount of time, and I was wondering if this was a little bit tougher camp, and then all of a sudden we get back-to-back walkthroughs. But you're right, the news of the day was Dante Stallworth, and he was doing a little bit more than just kind of observing the way the PUP guys had in the past couple. He spoke after practice. He was asked specifically, are you off PUP? His answer was, I suppose, and that's just how he said it, and it was almost like he was afraid to say too much. He said several times how he planned on practicing tomorrow. So I would think that he's ready to get back in pads, and it's a mere formality. I don't know if there'll be an official announcement coming tonight, but I would say that Dante Stallworth is ready to go, and he was kind of surprised to be on PUP in the first place.
And I think that's a big deal because he was obviously the second piece of the two big names they bring in at receiver, Randy Moss, Dante Stallworth, and you're now 13 practices into camp. It's going to be good to get him on the field to learn the offense, get the timing down with Brady, and see exactly how dynamic those weapons can be.
Yeah, I agree, Andy, and I think this leads you to believe that it was a slight hamstring problem because that's what was being reported, but nothing of the serious nature that's going to keep him out for a month. He's had really significant hamstring injuries in the past. It would appear that, if he was so surprised to actually have started on PUP in the first place, it would appear that it was something that maybe Belichick is monitoring a little bit. Makes a lot of sense, lessen that wear and tear. And he just talked about standing in the playbook, trying to get the rapport with Brady and, leaning a little bit on Troy Brown, the elder statesman of the receiver group. And he's basically been doing that for the last, week and a half. And he seems ready to go. He was in a very positive frame of mind.
And in terms of the rest of the guys out on the practice field, again, it was a walkthrough, so the bulk of the PUP guys were there, and guys like Stallworth, who may or may not be on PUP for this day's session. But again, David Thomas, not out there. He's the lone guy we've yet to see to date in training camp. We talked about a little bit on Friday during, the camp cast after that walkthrough. A little disappointing, I think, at this point in camp that a guy who had a broken foot in the offseason, I think we all just assumed would be out there at some point in camp. You're getting now almost on the eve of the first preseason game, and you just wonder how much this is going to set him back in his year two development trying to fill in that Daniel Graham void.
Now, I'm going to take it a step further, Andy, and say I wonder how much you're going to get out of him in year two, period. I think at this point, when you have six guys on PUP and five of them have been present for all of the walkthrough practices, and Thomas has been the one who hasn't, I'm wondering if he's just a little bit further back and not really to be counted on at all for a contribution here in 2007. I think that would be unfortunate because I do think that he was a kid that was coming on toward the end of his rookie year, and we were all looking forward to seeing that year two jump, that progression that we've become accustomed to with the Belichick regime here. And the fact that he hasn't been out there tells me that he is probably significantly a ways away from being 100% to be on the field. I mean, guys like Eddie Jackson had a torn ACL in October. Chad Jackson had a torn ACL in January. Those guys are out there, at least mentally going through their reps on the field. It tells me that they don't really want us to see the physical condition that David Thomas is in right now.
And it's unfortunate because not only was there an opportunity with Graham leaving in terms of reps in the first offense in the regular season, but a lot of opportunities hurt here early in camp because of other guys being down. Kyle Brady, Garrett Mills being out of action at a different time, even Krancheck missing some time. He would have gotten a lot of reps and maybe really been able to show some things to earn a role. Now I think you have to wonder, is he going to be a regular season PUP guy and have to miss the first 6 weeks? And the further we go, the more you have to think that's a possibility. And that would really, I think, hinder his development and leave the position a little bit undermanned there because, you have Kyle Brady in his first year, not really a pass catcher. He's going to be the blocker. And then you start to think, well, now is Garrett Mills maybe a little bit more a piece of the puzzle now that he's back on the field?
Yeah, if Mills is not in the picture, it's almost like you go back several steps to the early Belichick days when you had pass-catching tight ends and blocking tight ends. You had Jermaine Wiggins and you had Rod Rutledge.
Right.
And never the two shall meet. And, basically you were dictating to the defense what you were trying to do based on your personnel. And the Patriots never want to be in a situation like that. Probably a little early to speculate as to, how far along Garrett Mills is, but it's been better to see him out there the last couple of walkthroughs, helmet on, ready to go. He talked after the practice on Friday. He's ready to get back into that physical aspect of camp and talked about the mental reps as well. But, you know, the tight end situation, you know, I think the word that you always use with it, you know, it's a fluid situation. It's always changing, and until we actually see some of these guys get on the field consistently, it's hard to really gauge.
Getting back to the action on the field, and again, it was a walkthrough, not a lot done, but they did a lot of situational things. Basically ran the gamut of almost every situation that
Bill
could come
Belichick
up in a game.
Who knows
pooch
better
punts,
like
right? Bill Belichick doing some pooch punts, blocked punts, free kicks after safety, free kick return after safety, onside. If you can think of the situational, even some of the things you see once every two or three seasons, they worked on them today. I would say, you know, just starting to prepare for some game action that'll be coming later this week. Now you have two walkthroughs sandwiched around a day off. So as much as they had those four straight days in pads, the legs should be fresh. So heading into this week, a pair of sessions on Monday. They'll have a closed practice to the public Monday morning, 8:45. We'll have updates on Patriots.com, so fans can't be there to watch it. Check out the blog. Check out Patriots.com. Then Monday evening in the stadium, they'll have a season ticket holder event practice. I'm sure season ticket holders have attended these in the past and know how to get there, but it is not open to the general public. It's a ticketed season ticket holder event tomorrow evening at Gillette Stadium. Media will be allowed, so again, you'll have full coverage on Patriots.com and the blog to update you on everything that happens there. And let's just hope they're a little bit more exciting than the last couple walkthroughs, because not a lot's been going on, and that's rendered us talking more about personnel than actual practice.
And, you know, before we sign off, we probably should include one item of somewhat interest. Among all of that walkthrough today that Andy talked about, the first offense, the group that was out there, right tackle was Wesley Britt today. Now, not saying that means, you know, a thing, but we've seen O'Callaghan. We've seen O'Callaghan and Kazier rotating. Today it was Wesley Britt. So we don't know if he's in that mix. It's a three-man race or not.
I'm saying it's a three-man race as of right now. That'll be something to keep an eye on when the Patriots are down in Tampa to open the preseason. Another guy to keep an eye on is young Billy Yates, getting a lot of reps with the second group at both guard and center. Could he unseat Russ Hochstein as the interior backup lineman on this roster? That'll be another position battle to watch.
He's looked good when the pads have been on.
And those will be all the things we'll be watching for Monday double sessions as we prepare for a preseason opener later in the week, Friday in Tampa. That's going to put the wraps on another Patriots.com Campcast.